Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome into a special edition of Sports Overnight America. This hour, Jeff Rich, happy to be with you. This hour, we intend to give you the State of Everything address for the late night crowd listening to us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as Dan Patrick Radio Sirius XM Channel 211, and you can get at me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. As I said, we're going to talk about the State of Everything. This hour, we're going to talk about safety in the NFL. We're going to talk about the player takeover in the National Basketball Association, and is that or is that not a good thing? We know that expansion is coming in the NHL to the city of Seattle. Will the NBA follow suit, or will Seattle, like Baltimore back in 1996, be forced to take a team from another city, doing unto what was done unto them? That could be an interesting situation. There could be a lot of hypocrisy at play there. Ultimately, I think the goal is to get a NBA franchise, perhaps as the Seattle Supersonics, perhaps as something else, back into the National Basketball Association. The hockey team, as of yet, does not have a name. And, you know, will all these sports go to 32 eventually? Seattle would be 32 in hockey. You need two more in the NBA to get to 32. They have not discussed any particulars on expansion. Baseball has that room. Football does not. I think that baseball has the biggest potential to go global, to go international beyond the parameters of the United States of America and Canada. We could talk about speeding up baseball. How much can you change the game? How much do you want to alter the game of baseball? And we've got this new football league. It kicked off Sunday evening in Tempe, kicked off Saturday night elsewhere, and this is an alternative that people seem to thirst for. People seem to want to get it, and we'll talk a little Alliance of American Football this hour. My name's Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Channel 211. We'll be right back.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
With seven. Back to Alex Len. He's fumbled this. Big fella taking it up and just flushes it.
Oh, he takes Armando right to the basket and throws it in.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich, coming to you discussing the state, in this case, of the association, the state of the National Basketball Association. And it is, you know, the times, they are changing. LeBron James certainly at the head of that charge, revolutionized NBA free agency in 2010. And arguably, I mean, you know, you talk about a slippery slope, and, you know, that's a fallacy for a reason, something that fails ultimately in the long run as a demonstration of logic. But the slippery slope was that the NBA would have no control over its teams. The result of that is there's just no reason to follow. There's no reason not to be a front runner in the National Basketball Association these days. When you think about it, you look at the starters for Team LeBron coming up on the February 17th All-Star Game. LeBron James took Kevin Durant with the first pick. Kyrie Irving, I mean, those are two players that could be teammates of his down in Southern California next year. Kawhi Leonard, ditto, could be a teammate of LeBron. James Harden, probably going to stick with running the show in Houston, come hell or high water. Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, Ben Simmons, LaMarcus Aldridge, Karl Anthony Towns, and Bradley Beal round out the actual reserves on the All-Star team. The special addition to this game, Dwayne Wade, Banana Boat Pals with LeBron James, four-year teammate of his with the Miami Heat, partial season with the Cavaliers in the 17-18 season. But when LeBron James on July 8th, 2010, said that he was taking his talents to South Beach, that was, you know, those were words that obviously echoed throughout the globe, at least the basketball watching globe, watching a player control the situation. And as a Cavaliers fan, I could have sour grapes all day long about how he never gave the Cavaliers organization the opportunity to bring people in for the long term, because he never committed to them long term. So there's no team that, you know, you're always going to associate You know, Bill Russell, obviously, with the Celtics. LeBron James just is not going to have that identity like Michael Jordan with the Bulls and with Magic and the Los Angeles Lakers. Speaking of which, you know, you talk about fraternization, how you don't like it. You know, how would you feel if you're Elton Brand about the prospect of Ben Simmons wanting to have Magic Johnson consult with him? As far as I'm concerned, if I'm Elton Brand from a basketball perspective, there are far worse legendary point guards that Ben Simmons could associate with. Of course, does this bring him closer to LeBron James, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, and the Los Angeles Lakers organization as, you know, the team that's going to take the baton, whether Golden State likes it or not, from the Golden State Warriors? I mean, there's only so much that they can fend off. There's only so much. I mean, of course, you subtract Durant from the equation, and I don't know, I mean, depending on where Durant goes, I'm not sure that Golden State is still the best team in the NBA. I think that we're a long ways away from the 15-16 season where they did win 73 regular season games without the benefit of Kevin Durant. And, in fact, were able to win three in a row to close out a series that Durant needed one of those three to win with Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook, and he couldn't do it. So he controls the situation. Oklahoma State doesn't get better around him. He goes and finds a better situation for himself. And that's great if you're a Golden State fan. And it's great that LeBron came to the Heat if you're a Heat fan, back to the Cavaliers if you're a Cavaliers fan, and to the Los Angeles Lakers if you're a Lakers fan. But you're not getting prime LeBron if you're a Lakers fan. You know who got him was the Miami Heat. And, you know, it wasn't guaranteed there either. 8 finals, 3 victories. One very close to going the other way. Actually, I can make an argument for all three, for 2 of the 3. When LeBron beat Durant in 2012, that was, it was a different Durant. And it wasn't a Durant that was surrounded by, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. So he was surrounded by talent, but it just wasn't chemically feasible. And you know, now you've got David Griffin talking about tampering with LeBron. You've got Scott Van Pelt just say, you know, don't use the metaphor, you know, the inmates are running the asylum. You know, it's been pointed out to me that asylums have patients. It's prisons that have inmates. And that saying is not correct. And that saying could be inferred or interpreted in ways that you perhaps do not intend to float it out there when you talk about, you know, quote unquote, the inmates running the asylum. But quite frankly, they run the National Basketball Association. These players and their agents, and it is not something that's exclusive to the National Basketball Association. Scott Boras has controlled the NFL, Major League Baseball for years. Drew Rosenhaus has pulled a few over in the time that he's been a notable agent. You know, you've got these guys that, you know, Jimmy Sexton infamously nepotized the entire Cleveland Browns organization working for Mike Holmgren and Pat Shermer and whatever other clients that he had in that front office, maybe even on the football field. You know, it's a squeaky game, and we don't get all of the details from the media. Of course, these agents are oftentimes the source for the media, so sometimes we get the version of the stories that the agents want to tell, and LeBron James just, hey, there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there. There's a little bit of a conflict of interest when he runs a promotional company, when his best friend is, running an agency that represents high-end clients that could help his cause in the association. Of course, we don't care about this in any other aspect outside of sports because it's the only thing where it's extremely competitive. You don't care if the star from ABC is co-starring with your, you know, Fox contracted rear end in a movie because you're just trying to make the best movie and it doesn't take away from anything. And it would be, you know, two TV stars coming together to make a movie would be like a couple of NBA stars coming together to play on an Olympic team or maybe in another venture outside of the National Basketball Association. You know, we'll talk a little bit later on about the Alliance of American Football and these alternatives that you have, not so much alternatives, but supplements that you have to the National Football League. And I think that that would include college sports as well. That would include college football and college basketball and college basketball. We've got a real problem now. We've got a real problem that we're waiting on these phenom freshmen to be part of a junior class coming into, or you know, or a redshirt sophomore class coming into a National Football League draft. Whereas, you know, you're sending these NBA players to these colleges, and you know, making something of a mockery of it, I would say. You know, and the NBA is part of that equation too by forcing these kids onto campus for a laughable semester. You know, in football, at least you got to go in the beginning. At least you got to go to the first semester. In basketball, that's all you've got. There is no balance in basketball. You go to classes the first semester, you stay eligible, you play basketball, and, you know, you go to the NBA the following June. It's a very short process. You know, you graduate from high school in June. You live that online college class lifestyle, and, it, you know, it's not exclusive to the NBA again. I just feel that, you know, trying to orchestrate trades. You know, what kind of position is New Orleans in? You know, you play him and he's not going to be happy, or he's going to do things that are against the mission of the team, wink, wink, cough, cough. You know, New Orleans wants a lottery pick. They don't need Anthony Davis going out there upping his open market value and winning games. Now that he's publicly decided, you have no trade leverage if you're Golden State. So the players taking over the game, it's got negative consequences. Good for the players making sure that they don't get taken to the cleaners, you know, like the singers back in the 50s, probably more recently than the entertainment industry would like to admit. And it's good that the players have leverage, but at the same time, the teams are going to be there in the end, and your money comes from the paying fans. So why don't we satiate them? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side to talk about the state of the rest of the sports. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM, Channel 211 in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
You don't need a three if you get a shot here. And leaving a pop. Durant to tie.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
We may be headed to overtime. Let the Spurs pull out some magic. 3 seconds to go. Rudy Gay to win it. Yes!
Horford back to Kyrie. Good recovery by Adams. Five to go. On the drive by God. All the way to the paint. And the lefty falls. That was incredible.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Good evening. For Sports Byline, I'm Mary McMorrow with your final scores from the NBA. The Dallas Mavericks stage a fourth quarter comeback to barely squeak out a 102-101 win over the Trailblazers. Joel Embiid with 37 points and Tobias Harris with 22 in the 76ers' dominant 143-120 win over the Lakers. The Phoenix Suns just cannot rise this season. They dropped their 14th straight with 117-104 loss to the Kings. Orlando puts some magic together, defeats Atlanta 124-108 for their third straight win. Golden State has a lukewarm start against the Heat, but are able to turn it up and around and win 120-118. That'll do it for the night. Now back to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, we are back. Thanks to Mary McMorrow for always keeping score. It is the Sports Overnight America program on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, also airing on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. And a reminder that you can get me live here on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Pacific Time, and then Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, right here where you're listening right now. And we are talking about, we talked about a little bit about the state of the National Basketball Association, this shift that has empowered the players and to an extent neutered ownership and front offices, especially when players let their desires be known. I think that these front office types aren't trying to, again, neutralize the player's leverage, but you know, we've seen what happens when it goes too far. And we've seen that what's good for a player is not good for the sport on a whole. And that is a rule. And, you know, that's a policy. It's a memo that, you know, perhaps goes out to just about everywhere in America. It's not about the employee. It's about the employer getting, you know, accomplishing its mission. In the process, they want to take good care of that employee, and I don't think that these guys are staying in Motel 6s or eating, you know, unless they win the college football national championship, they're not eating fast food. They're, you know, they have an outstanding lifestyle that is requisite and indicative of what their sport brings in. Okay, you know, you could seriously make that argument against college athlete, you know, against the current model in college sports. And I'm going to make a revelation right here on the Sports Overnight America program. Again, you can get me on Twitter if you want to follow up on any of this with me, at Jeff Rich Talks. But I think that I've had something of an epiphany, and I don't know how far I'm willing to go with it, but I think that I'm willing to listen a little bit more to the case of the starving broke college athlete on a full scholarship. I know that they don't get fed at the level that they believe that they should be fed. They don't get the opportunities to go have an off-campus job and bring in a little bit of money to offset costs that are not covered by scholarship. And the transfer rules, the more and more I think about it, I think that players not being paid, I think that the transfer rules are far too restrictive. That sitting out a year, maybe on your second transfer, the sitting out a year thing should apply. You know, the four-game redshirt, you know, it's a step in the right direction. But when the coaches say, okay, well, you're released from your scholarship, but you you can't go here, 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 or here. You know, and maybe one or all of those places is exactly where you desire to go. I think players should be able to transfer at will. I think it's just scholastics. And I don't like it at the high school level either. You know, unless you relocate. Unless you relocate in some states, if you go to a new school and you played sports that previous year, you have to sit out an entire season. And you know, high school is not like college where, you know, you can stretch your education out to 5 years. You do that, everybody just calls you a dumbass at the high school level. And hopefully you never, ever make a sacrifice like that for the sake of playing at, you know, and I'll tell you where the line is. The line is between the 12th grade and anything beyond as far as high level, not a high level. You know, organization goes a lot into that. I don't want to hear about your 7-on-7 leagues, your flag football, anything like that. You know, and I think that the pay needs to go in the direction of the athlete. You know, if you're playing beyond high school and you are paying to play, that is not a high level either. You know, if you're compensated in some way. And I know that there are high school scholarships out there. You know, to go to these parochial schools, these football factories. You know, you have open enrollment in some states like mine here in Arizona. But the players don't have any leverage with that. I mean, they could decide where they're going, but it takes the offers. It doesn't quite work like the professionals. What's your at the professional level? You do write your own ticket to a certain extent, but you have to play within a certain set of guidelines. I don't think that those guidelines exactly exist in the NBA. But you know, I'm a little bit balanced here on this because I look in the NFL and I look at the franchise tags. And the guaranteed money versus the fictitious money, for lack of a better term, that comes on an NFL contract. I think you should, you know, I think that when you sign a contract, you should have to honor it. But at the same time, it should have to be honored. How the NFL gets away with that, I have no idea. I mean, is that, you know, is that Upshaw or DeMarie Smith? Are they weak negotiators? Do you need Donald Fair from the 94 baseball strike? You know, there's still no salary cap in Major League Baseball. Still no salary cap. There's a luxury tax. And I don't know that there's a, you know, the soft cap in the NBA kind of feels like a joke. I think it's very restrictive as far as, you know, franchise building, organizational retooling. I think that the fact that you have to carry so much money and that you have to move, you have to take on as much money as you move out in a trade. So you get, you know, you get all sexy about these guaranteed, not guaranteed contracts, but expiring contracts. Nobody in the NFL gets traded because generally if you're willing to trade a player in the NFL, you're ultimately willing to also release him. Unless the NFL trade you saw where a player of value was moved out and a player of value was received. Hey, draft picks, these draft rights, these positional picks. Getting draft position is more valuable than any human being, the great unknown. And it's the long con. You definitely want to trade for a draft pick that you believe is, you know, is going to have a certain value, and you could look at the trajectory of a team. You could say, all right, maybe I'll take some. Maybe if New England wants to move some draft picks, maybe if they want to move some seconds, you know, that figures to be like, you know, pick 60 to 64. Maybe if they will, they want to move a second, but I get it a couple years down the line. I'm playing the long game. I'm playing that Belichick won't be able to do it without Brady if he even tries. Do you think that Robert Kraft has anything in that organization without Belichick? Because I don't know that Brady is enough to carry that team across the finish line. I'm not taking anything away from Brady, but I think that, you know, the straw that stirs the drink there is Bill Belichick. you know, player free agency doesn't mean a lot in the National Football League. Players available, and you're willing to pay them, you can have them. But you don't want to get caught up in overpaying a player. Because in certain situations, Trent Richardson, player in the Alliance for the Birmingham Iron, you know, this supplemental league, these supplemental leagues that begin to pop up. We're going to have three in football. I don't know that they're all going to be spring leagues, but this is a nice change of pace. We're not just ingratiating ourselves into hockey and basketball because we don't have any other choice. We've got football. We've got football almost every week of the year, you know, up until this AAF thing ends. And I think that if they're successful, that we'll end up staggering the calendar to accommodate for more football. More football that we can legally gamble on in the United States of America. And these are, you know, and this thing could end up being a minor league, a developmental league. Baseball players that get drafted out of college aren't expected to make the 25-man roster or even the 40-man roster, though they often get protected because, you know, that's the state of baseball. The state of baseball is we're still in limbo over Harper and Machado. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the sports that don't make the headlines but are worthy of discussion nonetheless. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Channel 211, Sirius XM, Dan Patrick Radio.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Wow, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him until he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
3-on-3 we go. Rego sends it back. St. Louis has won 5 in a row. Ryan O'Reilly. Pickpocketed briefly by Arvidsson. Here comes Tarasenko. He'll bust in a chance. He scores! It's a hat trick on Star Sunday for Vladimir Tarasenko. And the Blues win it in overtime.
Marchand turns back to the backhand. Gives to Bergeron. Into the final minute of overtime. Marchand scores! The Bruins win 2 in a row in sudden death.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Good evening. For Sports Byline, I'm Mary McMara with your final scores from the NHL. Vladimir Tarasenko completes the hat trick 16 seconds into overtime in the Blues' 5-4 win over the Predators. Chicago gets their 7th straight win with 5-2 beatdown of Detroit. The Bruins and the Avalanche go to overtime. Bruins come out on top 2-1. Jets pick up 2 points on the road, beating the Sabres 3-1. Carolina has 3-game win streak broken in 3-2 loss to the Devils, and Wild are unable to complete back-to-back wins. They won last night to the Devils, but they fall tonight 2-1 to the Islanders. Lightning zap the Panthers 5-2, and the Rangers all over the Leafs 4-1 in New York. That'll do it for tonight. Now back to Sports Overnight America.
Quarterbacks now throwing 2 interceptions. And the frustration continues for San Diego. Here is Woodside putting some air under it. That pass is caught. It's Alonzo Moore inside the 5.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, and we have a new game in town. Literally, we have a new game in town. And it is this Alliance of American Football, featuring teams such as the Birmingham Iron, the Memphis Express, the Orlando Apollos, the San Antonio Commanders, the San Diego Fleet, the Salt Lake City Stallions, and my home team, who plays their home games in Tempe, Arizona at Sun Devil Stadium, the Arizona Hotshots. And the Arizona Hotshots name, I don't know what the names of all of these places really mean to the local community. I see Birmingham Iron. I think that they're trying to get fat and happy off of the Iron Bowl there. The Memphis Express, obviously paying homage to the 30,000 jobs and the half million jobs locally provided by FedEx. The Express division, obviously, their most recognizable brand. The Stallions in Salt Lake, I've been to that valley exactly one time. I don't recall seeing any Stallions. I'm not saying that they're not there. I'm not saying they're not indigenous or native or anything like that. Salt Lake City, I don't know a lot about you, but you say you have Stallions. I'm going to go ahead and believe you. Orlando, the Apollos, I would guess that's recognizing the presence of NASA and Cape Canaveral and everything that happens there in Orlando. It's nice to have a Salt Lake tie that's not Mormon related. It's nice to have an Orlando tie that's not necessarily Disney related. San Antonio Commanders. San Antonio has longed for football for a long time, and they had a home game at the Alamo Dome on Saturday. Depending on what game you watched, you can look at this league a number of ways. And 4 games a week, it's such a small sample size that I don't think that anything will be forgotten. I think that, you're going to have some weeks where just nothing happens. You could argue the San Diego-San Antonio game on Saturday. The teams had difficulty getting in sync. I would say that I saw that a little bit on Sunday night from Salt Lake and Arizona in Tempe. Of course, Orlando had no problem getting the ball into the end zone. And, you know, let's talk about the two major differences in the rules between this Alliance of American Football and what you're used to seeing. You know, first of all, I had people asking me all day, you know, is kickoff at 6 o'clock? Is, you know, what time is kickoff? And there is no kickoff. Kickoff is never in the Alliance of American Football. I did not get a chance to see a safety, but, you know, they do have their little preamble. I think that much like the XFL the first time around, you know, was very excited about no fair catches, I think this league is excited about no kickoffs, but I think they're more excited about the excitement created by the two-point conversion attempt mandating it every time. Of course, in a 38-22 game that I saw on Sunday night in Tempe, once again, Jeff Rich here with you on Sports Overnight America. We just took in our inaugural weekend of the Alliance of American Football. They're very proud of their name, I would say. Had some audio difficulty, had some technical difficulty, which was really a struggle out of the gate for the league, which is, by the way, seemingly completely brought to you by Starter. There was rave reviews for the visiting uniforms, the light blue and white kit that the Stallions wore. They played a couple of quarterbacks. They played Woodrum and they played Linehan late. They had surprise. You know, they made it very close. It was 19-16 at halftime, and then in the second half, it was, I believe, 19-6 in the second half. So we had one missed conversion in the entire game. That's four touchdowns for the Hotshots, who are the top-ranked team, who are looked at as the cream of the crop, led by Rick Neuheisel. They're doing some exciting things. They have John Walford, the former Wake Forest quarterback, and you know, they've got a little bit of depth there. They've got Jeff Locke doing the punting. That's not to be confused with Locke, who was the backup quarterback at Oregon ages ago. Of course, you know, a lot of regional connection to these rosters. You've got Will Sutton, who was certainly a fan favorite at Arizona State. You have Hardison. You've got Robert Nelson in the secondary there for this Sun Devil rich roster that the Arizona Hotshots have. Of course, their kicker, Nick Folk, you know, I forgot that he went to the University of Arizona altogether. Kicked for a long time in the National Football League, probably the most experienced player as far as professional football experience goes on the team. What disappointed me a little bit, the illegal defense, we need to understand that. The technical difficulties in the beginning, so we couldn't hear anything from the referee on the field, especially when you get these illegal defenses called, and we're going to have to do a better job understanding that. People were into it. You know, I think that the larger portion of the crowd was pushed to the east sideline, which is now the visitor sideline. For a long time, it was the home sideline for the Arizona State Sun Devils. They are now on the press box side. The student sections have been moved to the north and south end zones because Pac-12 rules actually prohibit the student section being behind the visitor's bench, which is now on the far end of the field. Used to be the visitors were on the press box side and the Sun Devils were on the opposite end, but they've made some changes at the stadium, and they've made some changes to the way that they handle the game. So, you know, a lot of run-pass option, a lot of NFL-inspired play calling. Dennis Erickson and Rick Neuheisel on opposite sidelines. I've listened, you know, being in radio, you know, you tend to try to find something outside of the norm. I enjoyed for a long time listening to Rick Neuheisel on the college football channel here on Sirius XM. By the way, we are on channel 211, which is brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, I am live at 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's Pacific time, 10 p.m. till midnight. And then just for an hour on Sundays, 11 p.m. until midnight Pacific time. And, you know, for anybody staying up and listening, I appreciate you checking me out. You can, you know, check me out further on the Twitter page at Jeff Rich Talks, and we're talking about the opening weekend in the inaugural season of the Alliance of American Football. These guys are not trying to compete with the NFL, but they are trying to align themselves to form an allegiance. This alliance, eight teams. They're going to play a 10-game schedule. You get five home games. You're picking up the week right after the Super Bowl, so you're not competing with anything in your own sport. Yeah, you might be competing with some NBA, some NHL, some college sports action. You're always going to have that around, but with the aspect of gambling, I'm not sure that I've heard about too many AAF fantasy football leagues. I think that that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I think that you don't see it in college sports because it's just too much, and I don't know that you're going to see it in a small sport like this, just because is everybody going to have a starting quarterback on the roster? If you have eight teams, you can't possibly have more than eight quarterbacks in action at any given time. I mean, there's going to be some platoons like we saw from Dennis Erickson's squad on Sunday night in Tempe, but for the most part, I think that you're going to see these guys going the distance. If this league is going to have any kind of identity, it absolutely cannot involve platoons at the quarterback position as something normal. Okay? If you are trying to grow your sport, and look, San Diego and Phoenix are really the only major markets. San Antonio, they've got UTSA, they've got the Spurs. Atlanta, they've got everything but the NHL there. They've got the Falcons. So Atlanta's a major market, too. So, you've got, between Atlanta, San Diego, and Arizona, you've got three NFL markets. Atlanta's also got Georgia Tech. San Diego has San Diego State. And, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, they've also got the USD Toreros, where Jim Harbaugh got his feet wet in college football, at least as a head coach. But, Orlando, you've got UCF, San Antonio again. You have the UTSA squad there, the Roadrunners. Salt Lake, you've got the University of Utah, and you've got Brigham Young in-state. And there's a lot of Mountain West represented on the Salt Lake City roster, just as there's a lot of Arizona represented on the Arizona roster. We saw Trent Richardson running for Birmingham. By the way, the home team won all four games in the opening weekend. The closest game would be, I think it's this 9-point game between San Antonio and San Diego. But we'll see. I think that this league is going to figure itself out after 3 weeks. And week one in year two of this this new league, first time we've tried to compete with an outdoor 100-yard game with the NFL in a long time. And again, they're not competing with the NFL. They're looking to partner with the NFL. I think, when I've described this league, I think that the real-world comparison ends up being the G League. Of course, you've got eight teams and you've got 32 in the NFL, so you're not going to have a one-for-one affiliate a la a lot of the AAA clubs and the Major League club that they are affiliated with, but you're going to have pooled rosters. Arizona Fall League. Arizona Fall League is probably very comparable to what we see here. Arizona Fall League has six teams represented, five teams represented on each of the six rosters. So there's three games a day between, three of the teams on the road, three of the teams at home. And I think that you're going to see that in the Alliance of American Football. You're not going to see a strong team following, but if this league picks up traction and people are entertained by it, and it's already on CBS, which is an advantage that it has over Arizona Fall League, that and the fact that the sport is football. All right, thanks for listening to me wrap about the new home team in town. We'll be right back to wrap up the show, the hour, right after this. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 211, and we'll be right back.
Everybody! This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America. This is our final segment. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at SiriusXM Channel 211. Dan Patrick Radio. Jeff Rich, happy to be here with you this evening. And, you know, we're talking about the state of everything. We're talking about the player revolution where the control belongs to the players in the National Basketball Association. Granted, there's no alternative faction of basketball that these guys could say, if we don't like what we get here from you, NBA owners, Mr. Dan Gilbert, Mr. Dr. Jeannie Buss, Robert Sarver, Dan Gilbert. You know, what we're telling you is we're going to play where we want to play, and you can't make enough rules to buy our, quote-unquote loyalty. You can't keep us here in this camp. You know, we talk about how, the guaranteed money. Maybe baseball is a better deal, but, just because the media says a player is worth $400 million doesn't mean that you have any team, be it the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Boston Red Sox, they're willing to put that money forth towards one player, whether that player is in his prime and the best is perhaps yet to come or not. And then, of course, we talked about the alternative factions in sports. You know, with the Alliance of American Football starting up, you've got the Ricky Williams Freedom Football League. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with that. And then the XFL is going to launch starting in 2020. So plenty of ways to take kids sports. Appreciate you staying up with me this hour. For Scott Cuddy on the other side of the glass, to our girl Mary McMara, always keeping score. My name is Jeff Rich, and you've been listening to Sports Overnight America on SiriusXM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.